Good evening. Welcome to Just John and Guests. Tonight we have an exciting guest for you by the name of Paul. Say hello, Paul.
Hello, my name is Paul. How you doing? John, can you hear
Hello.
me?
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Just for the listeners, would you like to give a brief rundown of who you are in 5 words or less?
Street fighter.
What?
That's 5 words. So, I was about to put player at the end of that, but that would have made it
What
six
did you say?
words.
It
So
cut out for a minute.
didn't.
Okay.
I said I was going to say I'm a great Street
Yes,
Fighter
and that's
player, but that would have
would
been
have been
just
six words. Now that's the subject of our discussion tonight is gaming. So I've chosen to speak with Paul because he is an avid gamer. Is that correct?
yes, that is
Now,
correct.
just for the listeners, how long have you been gaming for?
Well, for Street Fighter, I've been this is what I call my professional career. I've been at it for about 4 years
4 years.
now, but I've been playing games for like 10 or so. I've been at it for a long
And how old
time.
are you now?
Do I have to say that on
No.
air? Yeah, I choose to remain confidential. Yeah, just trying to keep
There we
that.
go. This is going to be a good open discussion, isn't it? Now, people don't know what Street Fighter is. Not everyone knows what Street Fighter is. So what is Street Fighter?
Well, Street Fighter is a fighting game, which is a competitive fighting game, which you can play with two players. Long story short, basically, it's pretty simple. You got to try and deplete your opponent's health bar while they're trying to do the same thing to you.
Oh, is it
So
like Mortal
you got to get
Kombat?
the win. Yeah, like Mortal Kombat, that's right.
Googled what is Street Fighter today. And I'll read what I
Yeah.
found because it's quite amusing. It was a anti-gaming website that I stumbled across. And it says people need to know that Street Fighter V is a fighting game, plain and simple. Now,
Yes,
do you
that's
play
true.
Street Fighter V?
I do play Street Fighter V.
Perfect. And combat is the core gameplay mechanic. Players can
Yes,
fight
that is true.
using hands, feet, weapons, and magic to defeat enemies. There's light
Yes,
blood.
that sounds about right.
Yeah. There's light blood shown in combat, and fighters cry out in pain and dramatically fall to the ground when defeated.
Yes,
I love the way they
that's
describe
a bit of a
it. It's so normal. It says women and
Yeah.
men are dressed very provocatively, but women's outfits leave very little to the imagination. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. Whatever makes money for Capcom at the end of the day.
Ooh. There's some profanity such as bastard, bitch, and ass.
Are you still reading that on Google?
Oh man, I found it on Google.
Yeah.
Players may be frustrated with the controls because while the game is easy to get into, success really only comes with mastering the various offensive and defensive moves. Parents should also be aware that online matches aren't monitored, potentially exposing players to inappropriate language. Have you ever been
Yeah.
exposed to inappropriate ad language online?
Yes. Yes, I have. I had my fair share of that, but there's the good old ignore button and the old block button
So,
in which you can avoid.
do you chat to people while you're on there as well when you're playing?
No, not at all. It's all business for me. I don't think you can do that.
Get in there and destroy as many people as you can. Looks like we're
So,
cutting off a little bit here. So, what was that?
destroying everyone online, It's all business. I'm trying to be the best, and if anyone stands in my way online,
You'll destroy them.
it's what happens.
Now, gaming's been in the news lately. Today, I read a news article about a 45-year-old man who was threatening to kill an 11-year-old child because the kid beat him in a game called Fortnite. Have you heard of anything like that happening?
No, not Street Fighter, but other
It's the
games. Yes,
duck.
there have been some cases where people have decided to go a bit over the top and take it a bit way too seriously.
Yeah. So
There.
you've never threatened to kill anyone?
No, not at all.
This guy sounds like a psycho. I'll kill you bastard. I'll come to your house and I'll shoot you because he lost the game. He actually got arrested for it. Can you believe that?
Okay. Yeah, that's just a that's more of a sort of a like an extreme sort of case of being a bit of a psycho. But it can happen.
So talk to me about an average street fighting session. How long does it go for, and when do you start playing? Do you have like a 9 to 5 job?
Oh, I wish. But unfortunately, that's not the case, knowing my current situation. But like when it comes to the actual game itself, games go for 99 seconds for each
Oh, really?
99 seconds each round maximum. So you got a good.
That's longer than my usual lovemaking session.
Okay, I'm not sure if you should be saying mentioning anything about that on the
Oh, no, it's all fine. Everybody knows.
amateur, right?
I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay. Yeah, but that's yeah, so 99 seconds around and you got your best of two. You've got to win two rounds to win the game, and
Oh, yeah.
so it can take 5 or so minutes.
5 minutes per game. And how long would you play for?
Well, I try to go at least an hour and a half every single day. Now, mind you, unfortunately I do have other commitments besides playing Street Fighter.
Oh.
But an hour and a half is usually what I try and aim for.
Hour and a half every night. That's not too
Yes,
bad.
every night. Yeah, it's not too bad actually. It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
But as long as it's improving, that's all well and good.
Yeah, and I'm very much not anti-gaming. I love gaming myself. I play the Xbox One at the
Nice.
moment, and I spend about an hour and a half a day
Okay.
playing
Yeah, that's nice.
different things. I don't have Street Fighter, but it's not available on my platform, is it?
It's not. No, it's only on PC or PS4.
Now, I
On
was
PC
also,
though.
do you play on a PC or PS4?
PC.
PC, okay. And you
Well,
got
when I
like
go to the tournament, it's on PS4.
And have you ever entered any competitions or anything?
Time.
Oh, do they pay anything?
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Cutting off. Yeah. So yes, I do enter competitions all the time as much as I possibly can.
Well, that must be fun.
For gaming career.
Yeah, career. Gaming career. Do
I got good at it.
you video your fights and put them on YouTube?
No. I don't want
Lots of
anyone
people do
knowing my
that.
secrets. Yeah, I know there's people that do that, but I don't want anyone knowing my secrets. Also, I
Yeah,
don't
fair
like
enough. Now, is Street Fighter the one where you hit someone and they fall down, they go, ka-ka, ka-ka? Or is that something else?
That does sound that sounds a bit like that.
No.
But
See,
have
I'm
you
not totally ignorant.
down?
You do fall down a lot.
Yes.
Now, as part of my research, I came across a very, very interesting article, and I wish to pick your brain about it.
Sure, absolutely.
It's about lots of kids love video games, is the title. In fact, they like them so much that they might hear something like this from mum or dad. Enough! Unplug that thing and find something else to do. Have you ever come across this sort of persecution from parents?
No, not at all.
Are supportive? Looks
As I would like to think, I'm an adult now. I mean, they don't really.
They don't have much to say about it.
No, not now.
Oh, cool.
I mean, because look, to be honest, Street Fighter is actually across almost all of Australia. I mean, I've been to Brisbane, I've been to Sydney, I've been to Adelaide, and I've been to Tasmania, all because of this game.
Is that right? What, for competitions?
Well, yeah, for tournaments.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so gotta take it away first, and then the world's next.
I'm trying to dig deeper though and to find out the dark side of Street Fighter addiction. Is there a dark side to Street Fighter addiction, do you think?
Yeah, I believe if you've got other things going on in your life, like work and social life, and that you may be pursuing, it shouldn't be of an issue at all.
So it doesn't encroach on your social life or anything like that.
Oh, actually, yeah, yes, it does. Well, yes, it does. I mean, I yeah, try not to have a. That's something. But if it means be really good at this game, and if it means that I can be one step closer to being the greatest of all time, if I mean whatever it takes, and you know, I will have to.
They have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I was also Googling. You know, it's dangerous to Google
Yes,
sometimes.
that's right.
Very dangerous to Google. I Googled, video games are bad. And
I kind of see
I came
pretty
up with a
much.
site called Talk Jesus.
Okay.
And it looks like it's a one of those forums, online forums. And the title of this one is My Son is Playing Demonic Video Games. Help.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bit of a concerned parent there. Probably someone who hasn't played too many video games.
Are games called Devil Children, Devil Survivor, Devil Summoner, and Digital Devil Saga that are part of a
I
series
have
called.
actually heard of the game. I've heard of those games and I've actually played them. I've played Digital Devil Saga.
Persona 4 is the name of the game.
Persona 4, yes, that's
That's
it.
another one, is it?
Persona 4, I've played that too. Great game.
And did you get possessed playing it at all?
No, not at all. I turned out all right.
Yeah, you pretty sound pretty stable-minded.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so I mean, really, you kind of have to trust yourself and then form an opinion. That's pretty much my take on that.
Give it a
Because if
go, you
you,
reckon?
yeah, give it a go. I mean, you might like it. I mean, I enjoyed Persona 4. I enjoyed Digital Devil Saga. I played Digital Devil Saga 1 and 2.
Oh.
Both great games.
I've never heard of them myself until I came across them on the web.
I've played them. They're classics. They're on the PlayStation 2, so
Oh, okay.
pretty rare to find them.
I only have a
But
PlayStation 1.
oh, okay, we won't work on that.
Now, and on this forum, there is a young lady by the name of Fragrant Grace.
Okay.
So I'm thinking she must smell pretty good, which is always a good thing.
Probably.
And she writes, Fragrant Grace writes, "What can I do? I'm scared that if I take away the games, my son might try performing these things in real life and rebel. But if I don't take them away, he'll be falling into the hands of the devil. Please pray for my son." So
Okay.
she's scared that her child who's playing these devil games is gonna stop playing and he's gonna really try and summon demons in the real world and go
Yeah.
around hitting
I mean,
people.
I've played Digital Devil Saga 1 and 2, and I have finished both of those games, by the way. And I not once ever thought about summoning the devil or doing anything like that in real life.
But I heard a rumor about you that you listen to heavy metal.
Heavy metal is good for you.
Now, isn't that the music of Satan himself?
I don't really think so. It's the music that people create. And there will be a lot of people like me that would enjoy listening to such music.
And we have to give a shout out to your favorite band, Nightwish. And
I wish,
let's
yes.
hope Floor Jansen is listening and she hears this
Yes.
and tag it on Twitter, hashtag Nightwitch.
Yeah, this podcast might go
Nightwish.
viral.
Oh, you never know. You might be a celebrity in no time.
Hey, you might be a celebrity.
Now, best TRFC player has got a bit of a different viewpoint. He says video games are not demonic. Violent and not good for little kids, sure, but not demonic.
Yeah, well, that's definitely true. Definitely not the money.
That's a more balanced view, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more closer to the truth than some of the other posts there.
So you never get tempted when you're on the train and someone pushes past you to just street fighter the shit out of them. Just
No, I'm actually really chilled in real life.
Yeah, you do sound pretty chilled.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that thought never came across my mind on the train, because I'm probably
Maybe I
thinking
shouldn't.
about the next match in Street Fighter, or I'm probably thinking about my next tournament. So I've got a lot of people to be thinking about.
Well, you'd be sitting there listening to Nightwish.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I just don't really have a have any headphones that I could use on the train,
Why don't you
or
have any headphones?
and I don't want to use my phone because it uses up too much battery.
Oh,
So I'll just
does
have
it?
to get in the car.
What phone do you have?
I'm using right now is CS5. That's pretty
Oh,
old
okay.
school.
And it uses too much battery when you listen to music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, I like listening to my music in the car. A bit of Nightwish.
You drive, do you?
Yes, I do. Only as far as the station, though.
Oh, this Fragrant Grace is going a bit nuts. Maybe I should stop looking at Christian forums to get my advice. I'm not sure. I thought I'd find something interesting or balanced, but you
I
know,
think
it's
reading on the demonic, there's
yeah,
more of a chance
reading
you
online.
might playing Digital Devil Saga.
Yeah, there's more chance of you getting possessed playing Digital Devil Saga.
No. I mean, I turned out okay, and I'm sure I have too.
Have you heard of something called Gamergate?
No, I remember you mentioning something like that, but until you mentioned, no idea what that is.
Something about
Please enlighten me.
Gamergate, and I don't know what how it started, but it started by some people who were against gaming and that sort of thing. But what they actually say now with the Gamergate people is that it's very misogynistic because of the way the women are portrayed.
Okay, yep.
What are
That's
your
also the
thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think it's misogynistic at all. I think games are there to be played. I mean, that's what the designers wanted them to be, and I'm sure the gaming companies are just out there to make money. And if they got to make the characters show a bit more skin than they probably should, then, more power to them. People are going to buy this stuff anyway.
So you don't think they should put a nice frock on Lara Croft?
It depends on what the sales figures are like with those Tomb Raider games.
Yeah, it's a business and sex sells, doesn't
Yes, it is. I mean, that's what it's really there for. I mean, with Street Fighter, especially with Street Fighter V, the amount of money that Capcom makes, they put out stuff all the time, like new costumes that might show a bit more skin.
Ooh.
They do changes. New season. There's a new season of Street Fighter V. This we're on. I think we're on season three of
Yeah.
Street Fighter. Look, it's really a big business when it comes to video games and the gaming industry altogether, especially with the tournament scene. Tournaments, sponsorships. There's a lot of money being exchanged.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of money in it. Well, there's a lot of professional gamers around these days.
Yes, it's actually starting to become more socially acceptable to be a pro gamer. And it's also becoming more socially acceptable to be having a to be a pro gamer as a full-time job.
Ooh. something that I might consider once I get past
Absolutely.
the beginner level of FIFA 17,
Absolutely.
which
I mean,
is.
it doesn't Street Fighter. I mean, there's pro games in all sorts of games that have that competitive aspect to it, like FIFA.
Oh, is that right?
There's pro FIFA players out there, and I'm sure there's tournaments that you can go to.
Yeah, might be something I'll look into.
Yeah, absolutely.
You give a very convincing argument.
Might find your true calling.
Now we might leave it with this comment that I also found on the internet.
Okay, this will be good.
You might challenge your mum, dad, or even your grandma to swing the bat in a game of baseball or try out some fancy moves in one of the dancing games. Could your grandma be a dancing queen? Well, it's time to find out. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Thanks very much, Sean. Thanks
Have a
for
good night,
having me.
buddy.
You too. Thanks for
Bye.